The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Gamers Workshop. This is episode, what is it, 5, 6? And this episode, we are going to be covering the infamous R-Ench. That's good enough. Thank you. Also, Ench, thank you for the, like, you know, beautiful, like, vocals. But basically, guys, in, like, this episode, we are going to be talking about Wii Sports. So before we begin, just a, like, you know, a few fun facts about the game. So basically, first thing first, Wii Sports dropped in the year that all of us were born. It actually dropped in 06, and I believe November 20th. So I think all of us are actually older than this game, right? Yeah, it sold 82 million copies, which is like crazy. If you guys don't know, Wii Sports does consist of 5 sports, that being golf, boxing, baseball, bowling, and tennis. So if you guys haven't been living under a rock, and you guys should have heard of Wii Sports. So guys, what's everyone's introduction to Wii Sports? Let's start with Ench.
Yeah, thank you. My introduction to Wii Sports actually was from my brother. So he's 4 years older than me. He was the one who like got the Wii, you know, asked the parents, please, mom, mother, please give me the Wii. And yeah, and then
are you British?
You know, daytime British, nighttime Indian, you know. So basically, we got Wii Sports, right? And he was playing baseball. I remember, you know, I wanted to play baseball too. You know, swinging down around this Wii remote seems super fun. I wanted to verse him. So I versed him, got absolutely destroyed, and that was my introduction to Wii Sports. I then played other sports like golf, tennis, bowling was my best one. But boxing, I got cooked every time.
I played it at a friend's house because I never had a Wii or anything Nintendo. And I played it for the first time. I think we played tennis, and it was great. It was a really fun game. And I was like, man, I wish I had access to this. I wish I played this sooner. You know, I've only played it like once or twice, but it was a great experience.
I, too, do not own Wii Sports. I've also played it maybe once or twice at a friend's house. My first interaction with it is probably through the Vine memes of the bowling strike, PNG.
Nice song.
Going over people falling over.
Nice. So, like, Stuart and like David, I also, you know, do own a PlayStation, like, console. So, as a kid, I did not have any Nintendo consoles. Like, I did get a Switch, like, I don't know, 2 years ago, but basically I got introduced to Wii Sports from actually my dentist's office. So like basically my, you know, dentist's office as a kid had a TV where, like, you know, all of the kids and can, like, you know, play like games, and they had a Wii, and they, like, you know, had games like Mario Kart, and then I remember playing Wii Sports and, like, you know, destroying everyone in boxing. So I don't know,
this is a W dental office.
Yeah right, yeah,
are you
exactly.
Kidding me, dude?
Yeah, exactly, bro. It was freaking like crazy, bro.
The greatest thing I have are like National Geographic magazines, man.
Yeah, this one, yeah, bro. Like, if you're ever in, like, you know, Brampton, I will send you the location, bro, and then, hey, bro, play some, you know, Wii Sports, some, you know, Mario Kart.
Yeah, while we wait for, you know, to get our teeth cleaned.
Yeah, no. So, as you guys may know, so Wii Sports and also Wii Sports Resort, which is a, like, expanded version of the game with, like, I don't know, 10 more sports, like basketball, surfing, you know, fencing. What's everyone's favorite sport to play in Wii Sports or Wii Sports Resort?
As I said, my favorite was bowling. I usually would play, like, those event-type things where there's, like, 100 pins or whatever. But, like, even in regular bowling, I played enough to get, like, the sparkly bowling ball. You have to get like 1,000 rating or something like that. Another side thing I really liked, like, you had to play all the events and then it would like calculate your age or something. So I really liked doing that. They always saw me as an old man. So that was
my favorite sport.
Favorite sport.
And I've only played the game like twice, but I think, I don't know if it was tennis or badminton. Actually,
nice.
I don't know. Do they have badminton in resort?
In resorts, I'm not too sure, but tennis.
Did
was
you play
like
resort?
Sure,
or I honestly have no idea. But
I think it was probably
one tennis. One of those. I did enjoy that.
Probably tennis. I could envision you just like swinging the Wii remote like back and forth.
Yeah, bro.
Just like as fast as you can.
Making my arm tired, you know.
Yeah, it's
exactly. It's a workout, dude. That's why your shoulders are so massive.
Wasn't there like a Wii fitness game?
There is. With Wii like Fit. A Wii board and everything too.
Yeah.
Did you play that?
No, I think my brother got that.
Dude, what's his age in the game?
Oh, I have no idea.
You should test it. Let us know next time.
85, not playing.
Probably bowling. Like, I don't have much memory of the game, but I think I remember playing bowling.
Mine, honestly, it's a tie between, like, basketball, because I, like, you know, grew up playing NBA 2K, and, like this was, like, almost a off-brand, you know, version of NBA 2K, but, like, for kids. I mean, even though, you know, NBA 2K is already for, like, kids, but, yeah. And, boxing, like, also was, like, you know, pretty, like, cool. But yeah, overall, all, you know, valid picks, guys. So, why is Wii Sports beneficial for kids, guys? Because, like, obviously, it's, like, its audience is more so for, like, you know, kids and, like, families. So, like, why is it so beneficial for, like, you know, kids?
One, the motion controls, you know, they move their bodies around while playing the video game. Yeah. So, it's, like, it's not really a workout, but it's, like, something rather than just sitting down. But the second one is probably like 2K. It makes the sport like seem exciting, like you want to know more about it or play it. Because I know a lot of 2K players like playing basketball, even if they're not particularly good at it.
Yeah.
But they like play it because they like the game so much. So maybe if they, maybe not with bowling, but for like other sports like tennis, maybe someone would pick up tennis because of Wii Sports. Or, yeah, you know, they want to play golf or mini golf because of Wii Sports.
It's good for kids because, yeah, like you said, like you're moving around, like, it's different from, like, a game where you're just, like, staring, like, you're glued to your screen. Hunched and you're over. Just, like,
yeah,
you know, like, you're actually, like, moving around and, like, doing stuff, which is probably, I would say, like, you know, good for brain development. I don't know. I'm not a
brain scientist.
I'm not. But, and what was the other thing? The other thing is, yeah, I think it's a good, like, bonding experience as well if you play it with friends. I mean, typically, I think the game is meant to be played with friends, right?
Even family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a good bonding experience. And yeah.
Dude, I remember I versed my dad in golf. He wrecked me, but like, there's that, you know, like, you get a. There's not that many games where, like, you know, parents can play with their kids. I don't really see many parents playing Fortnite with their.
That's a good point.
You know, getting cranked on.
Yeah.
That's a really good point. It's one of those games that actually, like, the parents can join in.
Yeah, it's like even Mario Party or something, you know? Like, it's simple enough to where anyone can play and anyone can have fun, but it's not so complex to where it's, like, super, super high skill cap, you know?
Yeah, like, anyone can, like, play the game. It's not that hard to...
Yeah, I think Ganch put it best. Can introduce kids to sports that they might have otherwise never heard of. Promotes physical activity. It's a family game. You can play with your parents. You can play with friends. Yeah, all around, just a good community game.
Because of the motion controls, it feels like you're more of an active participant in the game rather than, you know, just pressing a button.
Yeah.
Like, you're actually swinging the remote to hit the golf ball, or you're swinging as hard as you can to hit the tennis, or, like, you're punching with the nunchucks and the Wii remote. So it engages you in a way that, you know, like, regular video games, you know, don't have the ability to.
Honestly, all of, like, those are, like, all valid points. I'd say a reason why it's, like, so beneficial for, like, kids is I feel like kids need exercise, which is a very crucial thing. Because, obviously, if you're playing any other game, all it, like, works is your hands, your fingers. And, obviously, there's... no muscles in your fingers, guys. Like,
no, there are.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. We need to do a biology lesson.
Bro. Y'all know what I mean. So obviously it's like, you know, better if
there are. There are no muscles in your fingers.
Guys, you heard it here first.
From the Gamers Workshop. Hey, there's a reason why we're called the Gamers Workshop.
Yeah, okay.
We're not the smart workshop here.
Exactly.
Okay. And, like, obviously, if you're, like, I don't know, playing, like, boxing and you're, like, you know, punching, it works your, like, arms. Or if you're, I don't know, playing, you know, golf, it also works, like, your, like, arms. And there was even a surfing game works, like, yeah, arms, legs, you know, works some cardio, like, also. So I think especially at, like, you know, at a younger, like, age, you know, physical activity is, like, crucial. So I think, you know, Wii Sports does a great job of introducing playing sports. you know, sports and exercising, you know, for like kids. The final question that I like, you know, have is, what's everyone's favorite memory on Wii Sports? Playing it, hearing about it. It can, like, I don't know, be at a friend's house, you know, at a dentist's office, at your own house.
I think the dental office is just for you.
You're right.
For me, my favorite experience with Wii Sports is, so we have these, since me and my brother both use the Wii, we would have our individual Miis that we'd make. And my favorite part was when I actually versus like his team of Miis versus my team of Miis. And I finally beat him after years of blood, sweat, and tears, man. Bars. Right? So as soon as I got that win, man, it felt great. Like, I beat him at baseball. We went into boxing. I think we lost the footage or something. Nothing really happened with boxing. You know, I didn't get wrecked or anything, so. We played golf. Funny enough, neither of us were good at golf. So, yeah. But I just really enjoyed, you know, versing my brother, occasionally winning. And especially, like, coming home from school. And then right after school, what I do? Boot up the Wii. Get my, you know, Wii remote, my nunchucks. Strap it on, you know, for safety regulations, and just start playing for like hours. And then, you know, after that, I load up like Super Mario Galaxy 2, play that. So, like, you know, it's just a great game to play.
Honestly, I only really have like that one time I played it at my friend's house, but you know, it definitely like showed me like the possibilities of like games, because like up until that point, I never really the only games I played were just like with a simple, like, you know, controller. Yeah. So something like that where you can just like, you know, it's got the motion detection and like,
yeah, that's one of the things I like about Nintendo, is that they're willing to try new things instead of, like, for example, PlayStation. Like, we got the PlayStation 1. Mm. PlayStation 2 is just better. PlayStation 3 is like better in terms of hardware. PlayStation 4 is better in terms of hardware. PlayStation 5 is better in terms of hardware, right? But, like, when we go to Wii, it's like, oh, motion controls. Wii U, also try motion controls, but in a different, like, controller-type way. Switch, you can bring anywhere you want, right?
So, they did that cardboard thing as well.
Yeah. And plus, it all builds off of each other, you know? Once you discover motion controls, more games do that, right?
A, you know, funny memory that, you know, I had was actually, you know, playing, like, boxing. And I forgot to have the strap on, and it, you know, flew across my room, and it almost hit my TV, and your boy was almost left with no TV, but thankfully it just missed it. But yeah, after, like, you know, that experience, it definitely made me, you know, want to always have the strap on. So that was, you know,
similar,
very crucial
experience for the game 1-2 Switch.
Oh yeah,
at a friend's house. I forget, it was Quick Draw or something.
Yeah.
And I wanted to win so bad, I flung my hand up so fast, the controller flew up and hit his ceiling.
Oh my gosh.
And there is still a tiny, tiny red mark on his ceiling from the paint of the controller. And it's so tiny, but you can see it when you point it out. It's still there all these years later.
And that's why they have
the strap.
That's why they tell you every single game, hey, you know, you should be wearing the strap.
Safety, guys, safety.
Safety. Unless you want, you know, Nintendo Switch paint stuck on your ceiling,
it's
courtesy of Stuart.
Yeah.
You
know, if you need that.
It's a good, you know, decoration to, like, have. Right.
Exactly.
Now.
Just message the Gamers Workshop Instagram and we'll send Stuart over. He'll, you know, get your ceiling done right. All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching Season 2, Episode 5 of the Gamers Workshop. We had a ton of problems with ThoughtSpace. We got helped out by Spirit Live. Be sure to check them out because you'll be seeing us there. Thank you for the cough, Amrit, because Amrit is about to choke for the next episode of the Gamers Workshop.
What do you mean by that, bro?
And in-game.
Oh, okay.
David, wait, whose episode is
it? It's me.
David, what do you have in store for us?
Next episode, I have a banger episode for us. We're going to be talking about the Batman Arkham games.
And David actually had 1% more emotion in that sentence. So you know it's going to be a banger, people. Make sure to watch us. Best podcast. See you guys in the next video.
See y'all later.
Thanks for watching the Gamers Workshop. Let me run you through the menu. Here's the pause screen. And here's the quit button.
Are you sure you want to quit? Okay.